B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, morning on a Monday. Oh, yeah.
Hickey hockey.
Oh, here you go. We can cut that. That's the good news.
Do we not measure it right? You're good. Let me bring you in what happened. So we got a new poster with our logo on it.
It's a thick cardboard poster board type thing.
It is.
It looks good, but it's huge.
It takes up the whole wall.
It's about the size of a car.
Did we measure wrong?
I don't know.
Well, y'all said 2x6, didn't you?
Maybe they thought you meant the logo needed to be that big because...
Oh, it's big.
The logo is probably as big as we wanted the whole board.
It's a billboard. I mean, literally the sign that we have is the size of a billboard. I put it in my... First of all...
No lie, that's not going to fit in anyone's car.
It fit in the back of my truck, but I had it like was leaning over.
You had to leave the tailgate down and put a red flag on it.
And what happens when you get a new car? Then we can't take it anywhere.
Can't take it anywhere. And I'm shopping now for a new car. I had to have a wide load sticker.
Yeah, it's a wide load, all right.
An Escort to drive behind you in front of you. That thing's massive.
This giant sign. Leave it to us to get the math wrong on it, too. Nicole, you see how big that thing is?
No. No, here's the thing, Nicole. It wasn't that we measured wrong. It was a lost in translation thing. So we didn't specify that we wanted the actual sign that big. So they assumed we wanted the logo that big.
Well, the logo's big enough,
and
all
they
right.
had to put it on a bigger sign.
Maybe they assume we're going to cut it to make it shorter.
I'm not doing that. Somebody with a really straight hand.
I'm not even cutting that.
Needs to cut it.
And what do you call those blades?
I don't know.
Like a drywall blade.
Drywall blade?
Yeah.
She knows more than me. I was just going to get some scissors.
Scissors. I was just going to use a key and cut it.
A box cutter,
Box cutter. Yeah, okay. All right, hey, we got news for you. The jackpot in our 5 seconds to cash is up to $400! And it's going to be a lot easier to win than the Powerball, which, by the way, is up to the fourth largest in history. So we're going to have to play that, too.
That's cool.
All right. But, yes, $400 could be yours if you know the song at 7 a.m. this morning. And we got so much to talk about. We had such a busy weekend. But who needs a Monday song?
I do.
Oh, you picked my favorite.
Enrique.
Yep.
Shirtless. Singing I Like It to Roy. Here we go.
Good to me.
Now we can start a Monday show. We got so much lined up for you. Oh, yeah. Enrique in the house. What a busy weekend we had.
Very busy. We were oot in a boot.
Friday night, camp out, Carowinds. For the Copperhead Snake Bite. What's
Copperhead
it called?
Strike.
Copperhead Strike.
You're close.
Oh, we only camped out to support it, and you can't. You didn't know the name.
I didn't know the name. I don't know why I said that.
And didn't you have a Sycamore beer from there?
I did.
Or that was named after
it? Mm-hmm. For some reason, I was thinking the beer was called Snake Bite. That's what I had in my head. But anyway, so Copperhead Strike, yes, the new roller coaster. And the camp out. Amazing.
Yeah, we all got there like at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and some people actually slept outside. Mm-hmm. Other part of our listeners, radio family, slept inside with us. We were inside of Harmony Hall at Carowinds. We had a blast. Although I kind of feel bad for the people that slept inside because we were really loud when they were trying to sleep. At least I feel like we were.
Yeah, no, we definitely were.
So we had four winners for our radio station, and then other radio stations had winners out there as well. So the four... MRL show fam members who won slept inside the dining hall.
Yeah.
But we still set up tents.
Yeah, they set up tents. They slept on the stage, which I thought was hilarious. And later on in the show, we got to talk about Loren and where she woke up, and it's pretty funny. But producer Nicole, you slept outside.
I did sleep outside.
If we were going camping, one of us had to.
Yeah, okay.
How'd you sleep out there? Wasn't it cold on Friday night?
You know, it wasn't that cold until we woke up. Like, we woke up, and I guess we didn't have whatever was supposed to go under a tent. So the bottom of the tent was wet by the morning with, like, condensation, meant our sleeping bags were wet, which meant our clothes were wet, which meant our feet and our hands were frozen.
Well, which also means that all night that was happening, but you were sleeping through it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the three of us were legit hot in the hall. The heat was blasting in that hall.
Oh, I sweated so much.
So did I.
Yeah.
So much.
And I feel bad because, like, I kind of talked. I don't think Kylie, like, really wanted to sleep outside.
No.
But I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. And, like, we'll camp outside. And, like, the poor girl couldn't. I had to, like, break down. Like, her hands are frozen. Yeah.
You know,
and then she had to hate us even more because in the morning we're like, oh, so
it was
warm.
Just inside.
She like couldn't get inside quick enough.
I just want to point out because nobody else is bringing it up, but Loren was the one that knew how to set up the tents on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
She did. Kyle and I had a little bit of struggle, and Loren came in and set that up.
Where'd you get that skill?
So, believe it or not, I used to be somewhat of a country girl.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
I would die to see you in camo.
No, I literally lived in camo, four-wheeling every weekend.
Whoa.
Through the Everglades when I lived in Florida. It was my high school years, and now, I killed that girl.
Let me ask you.
She's dead
in
the swamp.
I was about to say, you would go out as a country girl and then wear red bottoms to go to a club?
Then,
was it before that time?
She got a taste of the good life and never went back.
I was such a tomboy growing up, which is so funny that I'm such a girly girl now.
Yeah.
But I still got a little tomboy streak
in
me.
You took the Taylor Swift song to heart.
What
right.
Taylor Swift song?
Where it's like the old Taylor's Dead and Gone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because there was another listener from a different radio station building a tent, and it looked like a teepee.
I know.
And so I said, oh, you know, she's making a teepee because she's Native American, because Nicole has Native American roots. Out comes out, not Nicole. And I feel so bad that I'm sitting there saying that to
her. Oh, you thought it was Nicole's tent?
Yes, I thought it was Nicole. So I'm like, oh, well, she's making a teepee because she's Native American.
So meanwhile, this other listener from another state is like, what? Whoa. That's his problem. Yeah.
No, I'm African American.
Yeah, that's what she was.
I know she was.
They are awesome. Everybody was so cool. Hey, we got a message from Whitney, our winner from Rock Hill, who came with her sister. Said, thank you so much for late last night. I had a super fun time, guys. Thanks for everything. The ride was amazing. Let's see. And then she said, do you know what time we're going to talk about this on Monday? Yes, right now, Whitney.
Boy.
Sorry. But, yeah, no, it was good. And then we are going to talk about it later on. We're going to dive a little deeper into it. Roy, you have audio of somebody talking in that room in the middle of the night?
Yeah, so the night that we were in, if you could just imagine like a big cafeteria, it's kind of where we slept. It was a big dining hall, and it was very noisy. There was a very loud refrigerator, and there were staff there working while we're trying to sleep. But in the middle of the night, I don't know who it was, if it was anyone in this room, but somebody was mumbling. And I was trying to record and maybe decipher what they were saying.
Okay.
At some point, Manny said he walked by me, though, and my eyes were open.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom at like 3 a.m., and I looked at you and your eyes were open. You sleep like a snake or a fish.
No.
Yes. I'm telling you.
I was probably actually awake. I just don't remember.
I go, are you awake? And you were like, uh-huh. And I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. And you didn't respond. I'm like, I think this cat's asleep.
Well, she sleeps with her eyes open. She's always got an eye on Dallas. Thank whatever he's doing.
Right. I probably was sleeping with my eyes open because I didn't trust you to.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. Roy had a giant. I took out my blow-up mattress. And my mattress is a single, and it blew up in like 10 seconds. Roy has a
king-size
blow-up mattress.
Oh, I took up so much room.
And blocked the entranceway.
So bad.
We had to move tables and stuff out of the way to get the full bed
out. We did.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. All right. We
I
had
was
a great time.
Though.
Thank you, Carowinds, and thank you, Academy Sports and Outdoor, for all the year. We appreciate that. Up next, have you heard about the new term, snowplow parent? You've heard helicopter parents. These are snowplow parents. We'll tell you what the difference between a helicopter parent and a snowplow parent is, and maybe you'll see if you are one in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
All right, snowplow parents.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think a snowplow parent does?
I think they're like Lori Loughlin, who will plow through anything and pay anything to get their child what they want.
I think that's what it is, too, because a helicopter parent just, like, revolves around their kid and, like, freaks out if anything's wrong with them. So I think a snowplow parent is what Roy just said.
A snowplow parent is the ones that remove any and all obstacles in their kid's path, no matter what their age,
mm-hmm. yep.
so that they can live their lives completely burden-free.
Yes.
Which
happens all the time. In fact, I was just having a conversation at dinner about this last night. We were talking about how I just don't care about the whole school scandal. I'm like, you think that this didn't happen before? I was like, let's take this. Let's just zoom out for a second. Let's say I was a super rich person. Let's say I was. And Sterling went to Rutgers University, and I donated $8 million to Rutgers University. Don't you think my child will easily get into Rutgers?
Yeah.
Of course. The whole system's rigged. It's always been rigged. Even on smaller scales. You want your kid to make the high school football team, you just got to grease the people.
Dude, I played hockey. I played hockey in high school. My good friend could hardly skate.
Yeah, really?
He was on it.
Could hardly skate. Made the team. We showed up for a game. He played on the first line.
Right.
That's like the starting lineup. The coach was doing the lineup. It's usually the same three guys. And he was like, said the two names of the normal guys. And all of a sudden threw my friend's name. And they were all like, what? And the coach might as well just walked out of the locker room with money coming out of his
Oh, my gosh.
It happens all the time.
No, so Dr.
That's the starting lineup. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to go to the bank real quick. I'll be back.
Did you, there was something over the weekend about Dr. Dre not being caught up in the whole scandal. He wasn't, you know, accused of anything, but people were like, hey, you were bragging about donating $70 million to USC and your kid just happened to get into USC.
Yeah, Snoop
it
too.
Snoop,
I don't know what Snoop did. I don't know if he's responsible for anything, but Snoop's son went to USC and actually quit playing football. No, I take that back. Diddy, remember Diddy's son? Diddy went into and had a fight with the football coach.
Yeah. He was really hard on
because you know Diddy his kid. Probably yelled at the football coach and said, "Hey, I paid to have my kid play on this team. You better play him."
Diddy yelled out, "I bought all your jerseys and equipment. Put it on my son.
You are now the USC Diddies. That's the name of your team." Hey, just real quick about these snowplow parents. Some parents still schedule their kids' haircuts and doctor visits even though they're over 18.
Oh, I bet Aaron's parents do that. Where is he?
I don't know.
He just walked out. He was like, I'm out of here. He heard the topic and he was like, I gotta go.
He snowplowed his way out of the room. 11% of parents reported that they would absolutely call their kid's boss if they were having problems at work, even if the kids were well into their 20s.
Here's something I don't understand. How is my mother a snowplow parent with my brother, but pinned a $20 bill to my collar and said, have a good life?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
My brother's 28 years old. My mom just helped him get a car. I'm like,
you made
what?
A mistake, though. You proved that you could do it.
Yeah, you got to prove that you're not capable.
Yeah, start failing.
That sounded bad. Not that Vinny's not capable.
It did sound bad.
No, Vinny didn't.
I retract my statement.
No, Vinny's
Vinny
smart.
At a young age.
No, Vinny bucked the system. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. At a young age,
yeah.
he did something, didn't do something, and then your mom was like, okay, I got it from here.
That's yeah. what I was trying to say,
yeah.
but it sounded awful.
Vinny's like, why would I get my own place? Yeah.
Dummies. You're doing it the dumb way, Lorraine.
Seriously.
You're buying a house with your own money?
You're working way too hard.
My mom will snowplow that house deal.
All right, what's going on in Hollywood over the weekend? I have no idea. I'm so out of it.
All right, speaking of those snowplow parents and Lori Loughlin, over the weekend, they had the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, and Fuller House won. Well, some people were thinking that Candace Cameron Burke gave a shout-out to Lori when she made the acceptance speech and talked about how family sticks together through thick and thin. A lot of people thinking that was a reference to Lori and her current involvement in,
I would think so.
Yeah, the college admission scandal. So, Britney Spears and her longtime boyfriend have not gotten married, right? But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to walk down the aisle with him. It means that her dad won't let her walk down the aisle with her 25-year-old boo. He's forbidden it. She's worth $200 million.
Oh. Yeah, but he's the conservator of her, but doesn't that go away?
What do you mean?
Like, wasn't there a certain age? I remember when Britney was a mess, her dad became the conservator of her life.
Well, he was before she was a certain age, and then when she became a mess, he became that person again. So he is in charge currently. And he's also not in great health either. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they set up lemonade stands for charity. Did you see this?
No.
You could either get drinks or a $300 pair of unreleased Yeezys.
Well, that makes
where?
Sense.
They set up lemonade stands in Indianapolis, Texas, Ohio, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and South Dakota. And if you couldn't get to any of those stands, you could donate online. And the proceeds went to the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Awesome. Yeah. That's a great cause. Weird states, though. Great cause.
I know. Those were strange states. Like, no California, which, you know, they live in California, so you would think there would be one there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your dirty.
Roy, what did you find out about our intern this morning?
You know, I'm so amused by this, but he was listening to something that I think would make my ears bleed, but he was just casually listening to it.
All right, we're going to jump on the mic with intern Jamie here.
Yeah,
I got to hear about this coming up in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, Mani, Roy, and Loran, Morning Show.
Coming up in just about 20 minutes from now, you're shot at $400 with our 5 seconds to cash. Know the song, win the money. It's rolled over so many times that it's now $400.
So this morning in the parking lot, I pull in and intern Jamie gets here really early, like even before our associate producer AA Ron, which he only has to get here when AA Ron gets here. Yeah. That's just the rule.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Jamie's been an intern with us for a long time, and we've been kind of peeling back the layers of Jamie and meeting his family and meeting his girlfriend.
Metten.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I...
we've met in his family before, right? Sure. Loran, you've met them.
Yep. Sure have.
Okay. And then this morning I found out a lovely fun nugget. As I'm getting out of the car, I hear this noise in the garage. And it sounds like this.
Oh my gosh, this is so aggressive. In the morning.
And so I'm looking around to see what car this noise is, and I see Jamie, and he's sitting there calmly. Like, calmly sitting there.
Nonchalantly listening to this.
Yeah.
As if it's like a peaceful Sunday, and he's just, you know, listening to music.
What shirt are you wearing today? It looks like a rock shirt.
Yes.
Who is that?
This band is called Veil of Maya.
Oh my gosh. That sounds scary.
Oh my gosh. That's called
scary.
Scream Out My Rage. Does anybody want to hear Ride the Thunder?
Yeah, I do.
All right, here's Ride the Thunder from a band called Metal Kingdom.
Oh, I was like, is this the same band?
But no. No, but I will look up his band.
Oh, this kind of sounds cool.
Sweet. Sounds like.
So,
not bad.
I like it.
Yeah, Ride the Thunder is not
and
so
now,
bad.
The starting lineup for your Charlotte Hornets. All right, give me the name of your band that you're wearing.
The name of the band on my shirt is Veil of Maya.
Is that what you were listening to this morning?
No, I think this morning I was listening to a band called Knocked Loose.
Knocked Loose.
All right, here we go. Their one song, Mi Casa, has over 10 million downloads.
Oh, so it's a popular band.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's like the stuff I was hearing.
This stuff. It's awesome.
What? What is he even saying?
At this very moment. I mean, I could tell you.
Good, please.
Yeah. I can't even hear it with the sound effect. Oh, I don't know where he is now. I mean, he's not screaming the whole time. You can understand.
Oh,
there's a bridge.
Yeah. This song actually has the constructive foundation that actually.
Oh my god, vocals. You like this stuff?
Yes, I love it.
Now you're in a band. Does your band do this?
I was in a band. We did not play this kind of music though.
What kind of music did you play?
We played like more pop punk kind of stuff, like Blink-182-ish.
Do you sing along to this music?
And sometimes.
If so.
Do you make a voice?
Do you do the...
Sometimes when I'm driving.
Nice.
All right. I'm sure everybody sings along with their favorite music in the car.
They do, but to make the voice, like, that's like changing your voice to like, I don't know, it sounds demonic.
We got 400 bucks for you and coming up here in 20 minutes. And this is a band, this is new music on KISS, Veil of Maya. This is Overthrow.
Imagine
5:20 in the morning. Jamie's just sitting in the car listening to this.
Just vegging out.
And
dozing off.
And I hear it so loud. It's so loud.
I used to have this stuff as my alarm to wake me up in the morning. I always had it.
You've got to have high blood pressure or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I might.
All right. War of the Roses is coming up in under 10 minutes. A woman named Annika said that some woman approached her car, gave her a weird glare, and walked away. All that while her boyfriend was sitting next to her in the passenger seat. What's going on? We'll find out with a new War of the Roses at 6:52.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Annika, you and Devin have been together for what sounds like forever. What has all of a sudden changed that has you thinking he's cheating?
At the end of the day, we've been off and on for the last 7 years. You know, I've caught him cheating a few times, and he told me he wouldn't do it ever again, you know. And we go through this. We'll break up. We'll get back together, that sort of thing, right? So the last time, he goes, I promise I'll never do it again. So I'm like, all right, I believe you, whatever. I take him lunch to work. He works at a car dealership. So when I get there, all these guys are kind of like looking at me, his friends at work, you know, the other salesmen. They're looking at me. They're pointing. They're laughing, like kind of acting like high school boys. And I'm like, what's going on with them? Like, he comes over to the car. He comes to get his food. And we're talking or whatever. We're sitting inside. And all of a sudden, it was kind of weird. It was like this chick just kind of like walks past and she's like staring inside my car. So I'm like, who is that? What's up with that? Like, who is she? And he goes, oh yeah, you know, she's just a customer, whatever. And she's waiting on a test drive. But the girl is like glaring at me and she just kind of like rolled her eyes and like left. And I'm going, I don't believe you. Why would she like be glaring at me? If
so you got a weird vibe from her.
Yeah, I think he might be, like, you know.
Messing around with that girl you're thinking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Annika, you said she left. Did she, like, get in her car and drive off the lot, or did she just, like, go and like away from your car?
No, she, like, sped off the lot.
Oh, so clearly she wasn't waiting for a test drive.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know what to do. He told me he would never cheat again. So I don't know.
The whole thing's weird.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Annika. Like, I don't have a great feeling about this.
Yeah. Right, if you're sure you want to do this, Royal, dial him up and we'll make the call.
I do. I need to know.
Okay. All right. I'm dialing him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Devin, my name is Danielle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to offer you a dozen of beautiful free red roses. We are a brand new romantic gift company in the area, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we're cool calling a couple people just to see if they would like these roses in exchange, just to tell their friends about us.
All right. Okay, that's what I'm interested in. How'd you get my number?
Like I said, we're just cold calling people, phone numbers that we found in the phone book.
Okay. Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. All right. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send a dozen beautiful red roses to?
Actually, I do, but I was wondering if I could switch it up on you guys. I'm currently trying to balance something out, so... if it's possible, I know it sounds kind of funny. Could I send like six roses to one person and six roses to another person, maybe?
Sure. I think I can work that out.
All right. Okay.
Are you romantic with both of these people?
Well, yeah, I have been. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just get the name of the first person you'd like to send these to.
All right. So the first person, her name is Annika.
Okay.
And
what would you like to put on Annika's card?
Just say, hey, baby, I'm sorry things haven't been working out, but, you know, I want us to be that, you know, that couple that I know we could be.
Okay, that's very sweet. And who is the second person that you'd like to send the second six roses to?
And that would be Tracy. And... you could just put, just want you to know I'm thinking about you, but maybe we should take a step back for a little bit.
I knew you were a liar.
Wait, what's this? What's going on?
Devin, yeah, that's like, your girlfriend, Annika. You're on the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show, War of the Roses. It's
you're fire.
Wait. No. You got it all mixed up.
No, you have it all mixed up.
Annika heard everything. Annika heard the note that you sent to her and the other woman.
You were off to a good start.
Yeah, you're a piece of crap, Devin. I'm done with you. Like, I
think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closets. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss95.1.
All right, let's give away $400, 704-570-9595. Caller number 9, name the song, and you win the money from Kiss95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
So, Loren's moving, and you're busy doing your boxes.
Yeah.
And you've been teasing us all along, saying that you've been missing stuff out of your wedding box.
Yeah, it was driving me crazy.
Your letters to each other?
Uh-huh. And then my veil went missing.
And you have no idea where any of this stuff was.
I had no idea where it was. Well, this weekend, baby Cash, walking around with the veil.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, hold on a second. Where did you get that?
So he just runs around the corner and he has your veil in his hand?
Yeah. And by the way, he's sick. So like there's snot everywhere. Oh. It's like all in the veil now.
No.
I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, Cash, seriously, like, where did you get that? And he had it. He's now, mind you, he's got a baby gate in his playroom. Mm-hmm. So like he's locked in there. It's not like he went and found it somewhere and then took it back to that room. Like he's had it in that room. So I was like, okay, well, where's the rest of the stuff? So I start looking and looking. It's like on the side of his toy box, like inside the toy box.
He's like been stuffing it in there, I guess.
Wait, the veil. And you found the letters, too?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's awesome.
Okay, but can we talk about how the baby, who, by the way, this is a 2-year-old child.
Yes.
How did he get into the box to begin with?
Okay, so if you've been following my Instagram stories, you see sometimes, like, when I'm packing boxes, Cash is, like, behind me unpacking boxes. Why did he-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's such a 2-year-old thing to do, right?
Okay.
So, like, I'll pack stuff, and then I won't, be taping it shut yet. I'll just push it off to the side, and then Cash is literally walking behind me, like, taking things out. But I didn't realize that he usually just puts them next to the box and, like, lines them up, and then I gotta put them back in the box. He took these things and stashed them somewhere.
But the letters are in okay shape?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, no, like I said, they're a little snotty.
You tape them back together or anything?
No, they weren't ripped.
Why do you think he picked those three items? Were those just the ones that were on top?
I have no idea. Like, literally, I have no idea how he got them.
I think he wanted to read them. He wanted to find out what was going on in Mom and Dad's lives.
Really?
Yeah. He's two. He's reading it. Uh-huh. Dear Dallas, one day we'll make a new child.
Oh.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you because my wife was freaking out about it. She's like, there's no way that I would be okay if I lost, like, the letters to each other and my veil. Now, she does have her wedding dress still in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep moving that box, Roy, by the way. It moves from one side of the closet to the other. And then I recommended to put it up in the attic. And you would have thought I wanted to bury it in the backyard with that comment.
Mm. Why? What's wrong? Is the attic the shameful place or something?
I don't know. It's just with the weather and the heat and stuff, it's probably not. She wants it in a controlled environment.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, temperature controlled.
Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, it'll get they get like mildewy on them.
A serious question about wedding dresses. Why are you going to pass them down? What's the What's the big deal behind
that? Really good point, because it's like I said to her, I didn't want to bring it up, but I was like, what do we do? Like, are we going to wear it again? Are you going to wear it again?
So here's the thing. Like, my mom.
Get a divorce, wear it, and cry?
Yeah, I mean, no. My mom had her wedding dress, and I had a handkerchief made from her wedding dress to carry with me on my wedding day as my something old.
Okay.
So a lot of people do something like that. If they don't wear the actual wedding dress that they passed down, which some people do, some people will have a part of the wedding dress or it redesigned to be your own. But the fun thing is like when you're, when Ruby's like, I don't know, 7 or 8, she can play with it too. Like, that's cool.
I think, like, play dress with up. The dress? Oh.
Yeah. Like, I played dress up in my mom's dress.
Can I ask you something?
Up. Yeah.
And don't be offended.
What?
Because it comes from a place of love. Was your mom's wedding dress sexy?
No, it was actually the most
fair
conservative.
Question, right? And he asked that because Loren's mom, if you guys didn't know, she's like a bartender. And she's well, yeah. She looks young.
She's like, she, somehow the math worked out, so she's 2 years older than Loren.
She, it was actually a really conservative dress, long sleeve, like high neck. Now, huh. I guarantee you, if my mom got married again now, it would be like low cut, high slit, super tight.
Hell yeah, that's what we're talking about. But mom's not going to walk down the aisle again, is she?
No. She said she's a free agent now.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm happy that that you found it. And so, I mean, you can't say anything to Cash, right?
He doesn't get it.
Yeah. Of
like,
course
hey,
not.
don't take this. Micah's on the phone. I think she wants to say hi real quick.
Micah,
yeah.
Oh, this is Micah. He's a kid we met at Carolyn's. Hey, Micah.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So, Micah, we met him, I think, when we were trying to go inside Carolyn's.
Oh.
And he wanted a shout-out. And I'm like, Micah, I'm not good with remembering things, but if you call the show,
okay,
we'll shout you out.
Here I thought Micah was a female who was commenting on Loren's dress, but it says here
dress,
yes.
Yeah,
okay. Micah, hey, at around 7:50 this morning, we're going to go into detail about our camp out at Carowinds for the new roller coaster release, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, buddy, so make sure you're listening. That's coming up very soon.
All right, buddy.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Thanks, Micah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to derail the show.
That's okay.
Well, that's very typical of us.
Oh, shoot. Hold on 1 second. The guy who came to fix my electric box, he's on line 3 and he wants to say hi just real quick to get on the time.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
All right, it's time for a senseless survey.
Loren's cobbler's on 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys love that I called it a cobbler.
Okay.
Can't let that go.
All right, listen, we have a brand new senseless survey. It's been a while since we have a new episode of this, but, you know, for once, I really think that one person is so... I always like to test them to see how far I can get. Well, this person gets really angry, and I, at some point, don't even have any more questions to ask. I'm just trying to pull things out of my head. All right, so you have to hear this senseless survey. It's coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Jessica, it's time for our 3-second survey. Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. If you had an Uncle Ben, would he eat rice?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I introduced myself already. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau.
Oh, okay. How long does this take?
It depends. It's 300 seconds. It depends on how many questions you ask me.
Wait, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Gosh, you guys have
this
right.
Yeah, you're holding up the process.
Okay.
So, hey, listen. Speaking of Uncle Ben, let's talk about Colonel Sanders. Is he a real colonel? Colonel Sanders, is he a real colonel?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know.
What's the worst cookie you've had in your life?
Worst cookie? I've had them at...
I mean, the answer's none of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Oatmeal. Well, I'm sorry, what?
How come you need to look in the mirror to brush your teeth?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know these kinds of questions. Well, also, you know, sometimes they do the door-to-door thing.
We don't do that anymore ever since the shutdown and the new law was passed. So, is it peanut butter jelly time? Do people dial the wrong numbers, or do people answer the wrong phones?
Keep up.
You want to know about the peanut butter, though?
We've moved on, Jessica, but we can go back to the peanut butter. crunchy, creamy, nutty, almond?
Just creamy.
Okay. They say alcohol is never the answer, but what if it's the puzzle of a Wheel of Fortune game?
These questions, am I randomly selected, or does every family have to?
Randomly selected.
So what do you want to know about cookies?
No, we passed that about 5 questions ago. Got to keep up, okay. Jessica.
Okay. You know what? I'm just really thinking and feeling. Maybe can you just put these in the mail, and I can fill them out all later. Thank you.
Just a couple of minutes. We just ask them over the phone. It saves a lot of time.
No. That's okay. You can just put it in the mail, put a cute stamp on it, and then just I'll fill it out. It's all okay, right. But thank you.
Who's going to pay for the stamp, though?
Oh, you can. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Boy, she pretty much blessed your heart.
You know she was so angry.
I know.
But she was.
But she sounded so sweet.
That was 2 questions ago.
No, you could put a cute little stamp on it. You can. Thanks. Bye. All right, so Hailey Bieber. Excuse me. She says she is frustrated with her husband's fans. She said that Justin Bieber's fans are so possessive. They think they know everything about him. And they create these scenarios in their head that they think they know what's going on in his life. And she said it's just dumb. She said that in a recent interview. She also just bought him a Lambo. And they posted about it on Insta. A little Just Because gift. Just to make Justin feel good.
Oh, gosh.
I wish I could get a Just Because gift that was like Lambo status.
Yeah, right. I mean, Hailey Baldwin buys him a Lamborghini. Like, my wife brought me back a donut the other day.
Right.
Hey, got something for you here.
So Mel B and Jerry had quite the relationship when they were in the Spice Girls together. And she says that they hooked up at some point while they were on the road. They had a sexual encounter together. Oh, now, no. Jerry, a.k.a. Ginger Spice, has not said anything. She's not commented on it just yet, but we'll see how that plays out.
Okay.
Now, Adele, we haven't heard from her in a hot minute, but she was back in the public eye this weekend, and in a big way, she was out with her friend Jennifer Lawrence, and they hit a gay bar in New York. Made quite the stir, and even the MC wanted to know what Adele was doing there.
What do you do for a living?
I'm actually at the moment a stay-at-home mom.
I love that. And I need to know, are you single or taken?
I'm married.
You're married.
Trying to fly under the radar.
The gay MC didn't know whether or not she was married.
No, I'm sure they did. They were just,
trying to
get her to say who she was. Anyway. John Stamos, he had quite the wardrobe malfunction while he was on stage performing with the Beach Boys. His pants ripped, and he's got that little prank war going on with Nick Jonas, so he just blamed it on the Jonas Kid.
I love that John Stamos is still hanging out with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Aruba,
Jamaica. Yeah, he's like the drummer.
Yeah, he's the percussion.
They were doing a show in Dallas.
Very cool.
A little malfunction there, but that's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Be Lorraine, 704-570-9595. She has 70 wins, 2 away from her all-time high. Please, we're begging you to call now and take her down.
Easy.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Lorraine.
On Kiss 95.1.
Colby, welcome to the Mini Lorraine Lorraine Morning Show.
Morning.
You're playing Can't Be Lorraine today, Colby.
Yes, ma'am.
It's our old friend, Colby from York, one of the MRL show's first and longtime listeners.
Always. Lorraine, I ain't coach on this anymore. You got to go, baby.
All right, I'm going.
All right, put your headphones down. Miss 70 Wins is stepping out of the studio.
2 away.
Yep, from her all-time record high, she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
Okay. All right, Colby. Today is the 13th anniversary of the Disney show Hannah Montana. Who played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
And Samantha Markle claims she isn't fixated on her sister's life, but more on her father's well-being. Who is Samantha's new royal sister?
Meghan Markle.
Blake Shelton shared a picture of him kissing Gwen Stefani's album cover while out on tour. What singing competition show did those two meet on?
The Voice.
And happy birthday to Steven Tyler. What band is he part of?
Aerosmith.
And the website Goop is now selling leather lingerie. What celebrity started Goop?
Oh, gosh.
3?
I have no idea.
2, 1, no answer there. All right, come on in, Lorraine.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Colby got 4 correct.
Okay. Colby, you always do well.
You know, we're just trying to break the record right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In other words, Colby's saying she gave it to you.
I know.
Question 1. Today is the 13th anniversary of the Disney show Hannah Montana. Who played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
1-1.
Samantha Markle claims she isn't fixated on her sister's life, but more on her father's well-being. Who is Samantha's now royal sister?
Meghan Markle.
2-2.
Blake Shelton shared a photo of him kissing Gwen Stefani's album cover while out on tour. What singing competition show did the two meet on?
The Voice.
3-3.
And question 4. Happy birthday to Steven Tyler. What band is he known to be in?
Aerosmith.
4-4.
And question 5. The website Goop is now selling leather lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
What celebrity started Goop?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Colby did not know that one. Final score 5-4. The win, 71 wins.
Colby, that's a hard one.
Girl. Look, I told myself when you made it to 65, I was going to call in. Last week was not a good week. I was always first and number 2.
Oh, all right. So, well, you got me this week. But
I will take it.
Not
you
quite
know,
a win.
I tied Loren, but I cannot beat Loren.
We love you, Colby.
Love you too, doll.
Thanks for playing.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So, tomorrow would be 70.
Is tomorrow it?
Today's 71.
Yeah, so tomorrow
would be a tie for your all-time record. Wednesday would be the win. Everybody, be tuned in 7:38 Tuesday and definitely Wednesday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Over the weekend, the entire show, including executive producer Nicole, we camped out at Carowinds.
On Friday night.
Yeah, with a bunch of our radio family listeners. We had 4 of them out there.
Whitney and her sister from Rock Hill and Brady and his daughter from Belmont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Surrey. Surrey was out
That's
there
right.
with us. A lot of fun. You know, some people decided to camp out actually outside in the cold, which it was like 37 degrees at night. I don't know how that was possible.
Yeah, it got pretty cold.
Friday night was nice up until about, I don't know, midnight-ish, and then it started getting colder. Plus, the airplane, like, we're right in the path of the airport.
Right, so, you know, Manny and I enjoy watching airplanes.
I mean, we were watching them, but, like, people that are trying to sleep just hear, like, shh.
Yeah. But then everyone else stayed inside. And when I say inside, we were kind of in this dining hall. Think of like a big cafeteria at Carowinds, and it's called Harmony Hall.
If I may just jump in here real quick, Roy, anybody who's been to Carowinds or will go to Carowinds to eat eats in that hall. It is like their big food hall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next time you go in there, just know this. We slept on that floor. One of us slept on one of your tables. But that's a conversation for after 8.
Yeah.
But while we were sleeping in the middle of the night, now, I never realized this, but Carowinds truly is a 24-hour operation. People's coming in and out,
mm-hmm.
and people are working at all hours of the night, and it's very kind of loud where we were sleeping. So I was up, and I couldn't sleep, and it was maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when you guys were dead asleep, and somebody is mumbling and talking in their sleep.
So the 4 winners of the MRL show contest to ride the Copperhead Strike first were in their tents.
Right.
Burpee from Power 98, he pitched a tent inside.
And you know what? I love Burp, but he pitched that. He had the sticks. You know, you put them, like, on the outside of the tent. He had them inside the tent. It was hilarious. I was like, what are you doing?
He did it all right.
No.
Yeah.
And then, so the 3 of us and Phil Harris could, this voice, besides you, Roy, can be any one of us.
It could be anyone.
All right, here we go.
Is it the security guard, maybe? Because there was a security guard that was, like, rolling around while we were sleeping.
Sounds like 2 people talking, and it sounds like a guy, so I think you're out, Loren.
Yeah, it's a guy. I think it's for sure a guy. But I'm listening, and someone's, like, mumbling, I didn't do it.
I heard.
All right, hold on. I'm going to amplify
something
here.
Something else. I heard that. I didn't do it. Yeah, that was pretty clear.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And then it's dark and I'm by myself listening to this.
Hold your right arm up right now.
Uh-huh.
Just hold your arm up. You swear that nobody, you didn't see anybody standing, that was coming from somebody sleeping.
Yeah, at this point, everybody was asleep. They shut off the lights in Harmony Hall. It's just us.
This house.
And then I don't know the last part. I think
something socks.
I heard sucks.
Oh.
Oh, blue socks.
I thought he said blue socks. He might have said blue sucks.
That's Phil.
You think that's Phil from K104?
I think so. I think that's him talking in his sleep.
He does kind of have that deep voice.
Kind of sound like Phil at the end.
What is he? What did he do? What is he being accused of? I'm laying there and I'm like, I need answers.
He said, "I didn't do it. This sucks."
Ooh, maybe he said, "This sucks."
Jamie, can you knock on that window there for a second? Let's see if Phil can come over here for a second. Yeah, knock on that window. Louder than that.
It's a soundproof window.
Can you come here real quick?
He's coming. Phil's coming.
Give him those headphones. Where were those headphones you had before, Jamie?
So if you guys didn't know, here at Beasley Media Group, all the radio stations are in a line, and we can literally see into other shows. So coming into the studio is Phil Harris from K104. Step on the mic, Phil.
Yeah, we have something for you to listen to. Roy recorded audio of the loud noise in the hall that we slept in on Friday night.
Yeah.
And someone is talking in their sleep.
If you could just quickly do me a favor, can you say I didn't do it?
I didn't do it.
All right, listen to this. I think this might be you talking in your sleep.
Okay.
All right, hold on, listen.
Was that you?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Say blue socks.
Blue socks.
Say this sucks.
This sucks.
Oh, that might be.
Really? I think it sounds like I think you said I didn't do it. This sucks. That's what I hear.
That's possible. My wife says I do talk in my sleep sometimes.
Were you talking to Mrs. Harris about how bad the whole sleepover event was for
this
all?
This sucks. I'm with Manny.
It was their idea. This sucks. Did you hear anybody?
No, I didn't hear anybody. I mean, I was out as soon as the lights went off.
Yeah.
I was asleep until the lights came back on at 6:30 or whatever.
I mean, the refrigerators were really loud, and then all of a sudden I started hearing someone mumbling, and I'm like, what?
All right, one more time. Hold on. That might be Phil.
It could have been. I'm not going to deny that, I don't ever talk in my sleep.
Maybe.
Burpee was in a tent.
I know.
This was your phone.
This is my phone from where I was sleeping.
And you just had it next to you on your mattress there.
Now, were you
I was probably 20 feet away from you, though.
Did you, have you been accused of something recently?
I think I'm innocent. I didn't do it. Blue socks. You're mine.
Phil just slipped me a note that said, destroy that.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, man. Well, that was fun. We had fun. So
we did.
Regardless, it's funny that someone talked. And then the third thing that we thought of, too, is people were roaming around. Like Roy said, there was an EMT there overnight
to protect us.
A security guard and Tom from Carowinds. Maybe someone was talking.
Maybe, but I didn't see anyone else in there.
Some of the TVs were still on, too.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounded like someone.
The creepiest thing is that Roy was up when we were all sleeping. And to be honest with you, check your pockets and make sure all your belongings are still there. Everybody, Phil Harris. Your Christmas station.
Your Christmas station.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Phil. Yeah, he was part of the sleepover, too. And he did it right, too. Like, I went into the restroom to brush my teeth. Phil changed into his sleep pants and stuff.
Oh, really? I just slept in what I wore.
Me, too.
I wore it there. I slept in it, and I wore it the next day. That's what I did. All right, hey, we have to talk after 8. Loren, you woke up in a weird spot, and you said you forgot that you'd fallen asleep there.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to tell you where Loren woke up coming up here just after 8.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So, guys, I woke up in this weird spot over the weekend, and we were all camping out at Carowinds, but you know when you wake up and you think you're in your own bed, and you think you're in your own room, and for a second you're like, where the heck am I sleeping? Well, I woke up on a table in the middle of Harmony Hall.
The cafeteria at Carowinds.
Yeah, but it took me a second to realize where I was because I thought I was in my room. And I'm opening my eyes and I'm like, this is a little harder than my bed.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and it's dark and nothing looks familiar. And then finally, I realized I was in Harmony Hall with you guys.
Yeah, we're getting you the photo. Lauren literally was on a table in Harmony Hall. We'll get the photo posted up at the MRL show on Instagram. And I was so surprised she did that because I would have been afraid of rolling off the table.
No, I don't really roll around a lot when I sleep. I flip like from my belly to my back, but I don't really ever like roll.
I did think it was odd that you fell asleep on the table. But before we get to that, we need to hear from you guys because you have got to have a moment in your life, just like Loren did, where you fell asleep, you knew where you were, but when you woke up, you had no idea, and you woke up in a really strange spot.
And it's almost like a panic when you wake up and you're like, I'm not where I thought I was.
Yeah.
You know?
Where's the strange spot that you woke up? 704-570-9595.
I remember as a little kid, I was terrified every day because we only had one car for the family, and so my mom had to take my dad to work because she still needed a car. Well, you can't just leave the kiddies at the house. So you gotta, while we're in the middle of the night, I get swooped up in a dead sleep, and she places me in a car because she have to take dad,
how old were
dad
you
to
at
work.
This point?
I don't know, little kid. But I remember I'd wake up and I'd be bouncing around, and I'm like, oh, I'm in a car, and I'd have a moment of panic.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I didn't remember. I always slept through the transport process. And so I'd wake up in a car. Like, every morning, it was like that fear of, you know, I had been
going on.
Yeah,
now?
I had been maybe five, you know, six, seven, you know.
That's really funny. Mm-hmm. When my friend in Jersey, her dad had a house in the Hamptons. And the roof was also like a patio. It was flat.
Oh.
And I crashed out on the roof. Passed out, but either way, I remember I woke up and I'm like, I have like the sand all over my face from the from the roofing tiles, and I'm like, where am I? I'm like, I legit fell asleep on a roof with the sun rising.
You know, when we go on girls trips, I typically, if there's too many people in the room, end up sleeping in the bathtub.
Really? Well, yeah. Okay.
Where's the weird spot that you woke up? 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls. Intern Sydney answering the phones. I went to the bathroom also, Roy. Here's another weird thing about Loren. Not to pile on you, boo, but I went to the bathroom at like 3:30, right, I guess, before you woke up to record us.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at Loren, and her eyes were wide open on the table.
I think that's when I woke up and I couldn't figure out where I was at first.
I said to you, I said, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. And you didn't even respond. I go, are you awake? And you were just looking at me. I was like, geez, she's a snake. She sleeps with her eyes open.
No, I think I was still in shock at that point because I was trying to figure out where the heck I was and why you were there.
Plus, she
that's
was
a
doing
nightmare. I want to go back to sleep. Why is Manny here?
That's so true.
There's Mahini. What? Why is he in my bedroom?
You're right. My dream.
This is it Chad in Asheville? Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Hey, Chad. We're good. Reliving our Friday night sleepover at Carowinds. Thanks to Carowinds and Academy Sports and Outdoor for hooking us up with the sleeping bags, too. Yeah. That was nice of them. Where's a weird spot you woke up?
No.
Where was a weird spot that you woke up, Chad?
It was down in Lake Kiwi. Me and some buddies went down there camping. And of course, we're out drinking and everything. Had an air mattress, and they decided it'd be funny to take my air mattress and put it in the lake. So I woke up in the middle of Lake Kiwi.
That's funny. That's a good prank.
That's awful, because what if in the middle of the night you rolled over?
I know, that wouldn't be good.
And then you just fall into a lake.
Well, luckily, I'm like Loren. I just kind of flip over.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was not funny at the time.
Were you freaked out?
A little bit when I woke up, and then I just see them off in the distance laughing and taking pictures.
Yeah, like good friends should do.
Exactly.
Let me tell you why that wouldn't work for me. Every time I get into an air mattress, I guess because I'm a big guy, so it leaks a little bit. So, like, I'd get into the water and the air mattress would leak out.
I wanted so badly to undo both of your air mattresses while we were there.
That'd
so that
good.
You would wake up on the floor.
Yeah. Good prank.
That would have been funny.
This is Stephanie and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, where's the weird place you woke up?
So one morning, I had woken up, and I was inside my shower with the water on.
Whoa, how'd you end up there?
I have no idea. I don't know if I was, like, dreaming, like I needed to get up for work or something, or if I was running late. But I was in my pajamas, laying down in my shower with the water on.
Oh, my gosh.
That would terrify.
You sure there was no Ambien involved in that, Steph?
No, nothing at all. It was all by myself and everything.
Oh, wow. My gosh, that's odd. Thank you.
561 just texted in and said that they fell asleep in their parents' closet once. Woke up in the middle of the night in the pitch black, was freaking out, couldn't figure out how to get out or what they were feeling around them, so they just went back to sleep.
That's good.
All right, this is Brittany in Dallas.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, Brittany, we're doing well. Where's the weird, strange place you woke up?
Well, it actually wasn't me. It was my brother. And when I would wake up, he would sleepwalk. Uh-huh. And so when I'd wake up, I'd find him in my toy box, he'd be in the bed with me or in the floor beside me.
Okay.
She woke up in a toy box. Was it?
No.
I think her brother would wake up in a toy box.
Oh, okay. Oh, so like you would be sleeping and all of a sudden like you would hear something in the toy box and it was your brother?
Yes, he would sleepwalk.
That's scary.
But isn't there a bunch of toys? Oh, well, I guess maybe he moved them.
Maybe like small spaces, like cash like small spaces. I could see him doing that.
Let's real quick say hi to Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi. Where's that weird place you woke up?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to sleepwalk into the kitchen, and I would actually wake up in front of the fridge, just laying in front of the fridge.
Oh, wow. That's not the only spot. Where else did you wake up, it says here?
Well, actually, when I was an adult, I remember my first all-nighter, I was with a group of friends, and then I don't remember passing out. But when I woke up, I was actually asleep on a trampoline, and like half of my body was sunburnt because I was asleep on a trampoline.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kelly. Loren, did you see that one text that came through? Woke up at the boss's house. Party at the boss's house, woke up with Thomas the Train wallpaper everywhere. Yeah. Realized they put me to sleep in a 3-year-old's bedroom.
All right, man. Let's you can keep the conversation going on our socials at the MRL show. But we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. This girl, she's just the greatest Southerner. When you're angry, you just treat them sweet. You just bless their hearts. And that's how she kind of treats me. New senseless.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Survey coming up in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Jessica, it's time for our 3-second survey. Mr. Brown, you a Senseless Bureau. If you had an Uncle Ben, would he eat rice?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I introduced myself already. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau.
Oh, how long does this take?
It depends. It's 300 seconds. It depends on how many questions you ask me.
Wait, gosh, you guys have this in
right.
humor.
Yeah, you're holding up the process.
Okay.
So, hey, listen. Speaking of Uncle Ben, let's talk about Colonel Sanders. Is he a real colonel? Colonel Sanders, is he a real colonel? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
What's the worst cookie you've had in your life?
Worst cookie? I've had
I mean, the answer is none of them, right? How come you need to look in the mirror to brush your teeth?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know these kinds of questions were also... You know, sometimes they do this door-to-door thing.
We don't do that anymore ever since the shutdown and the new law was passed. So is it peanut butter jelly time? Do people dial the wrong numbers or do people answer the wrong phones?
Do you want to know about the peanut butter, though?
We've moved on, Jessica, but we can go back to the peanut butter. Crunchy, creamy, nutty, almond...
just creamy.
Okay. They say alcohol is never the answer, but what if it's the puzzle of a Wheel of Fortune game?
Do these questions, am I randomly selected, or does every family have to...
Randomly selected.
So, So what do you want to know about cookies?
No, we passed that about five questions ago. Got to keep up, okay. Jessica.
Okay. You know what? I'm just really thinking and feeling. Maybe can you just put these in the mail, and I can fill them out all later. Thank you.
Just a couple of minutes. We just ask them over the phone. It saves a lot of time.
No. That's okay. You can just put it in the mail, put a cute stamp on it, and then just fill it out. It's all okay. Right. But thank you.
Who's going to pay for the stamp, though?
Oh, you can. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bless your heart.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Cardi B, she is suing two vloggers for defamation of character. Apparently, you can talk about her, but don't put it online or she'll come for you. And one of the vloggers posted 23 videos over the last 23 months alleging that Cardi had been doing drugs.
Whoa.
And now she's being sued for defamation of character. The Conners just got renewed for season 2.
Really?
I know. I know.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
Everybody watched the first the first two episodes, and then I feel like nobody watches it anymore. So I'm actually surprised that they got renewed for season 2. An executive at ABC said that this team is fearless and is willing to tackle contemporary issues with humor and heart.
I mean, John Goodman's funny, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah.
And Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they set up a lemonade stand for charity where you could get drinks or $300 unreleased Yeezys.
And, I mean, like, you went up there and you asked, like, hey.
Well, they had them right on site. Now, there was actually, I had told you guys earlier that if you weren't able to visit many of the stands that were in operation, which were in Indianapolis, Texas, Ohio, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and South Dakota, there was also one in California in the Hidden Hills.
No, I don't want the Yeezys. I just want the lemonade, please. Yeah.
That's our sign. All right, guys, we're setting up. We're going to have a stand in Hidden Hills. You can come and find us.
Can you not go look, see the people?
Yeah, but we got to set up the stand and get all the shoes, and we got to set up in Hidden Hills.
Okay, so it's more about the shoes.
Yeah, for her, it was.
Well, they were, so I think that was how they were getting the majority of the money, probably. You could still make donations, but, if you bought a pair of $300 Yeezys, they were raising money for the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right, good cause.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on.
All right, so now it's time for what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have, what does Lorraine like?
So you guys, if you don't know me or you've never seen me in a vehicle, I had somebody sell me a vehicle one time just based on the ambient lighting that was in the car.
That's a true story, though.
On the floor.
It was like a club.
Yeah. And I blare my music, and I like the lights on the floor. Well, my Jeep doesn't have the lights on the floor, but I found a way to get the lights in my Jeep.
Oh, boy.
They're ambient lighting for your cup holders. They just drop into the bottom, so you can have ambient lighting through your cup holders that makes your car feel like a club.
That's funny. You'll find that and other things that Lorraine likes up on our website, or just get the app. The Kiss 95.1 app takes you directly to everything that you need from Kiss. Up next, I got to tell you guys, Saturday after our sleepover at Carowinds, Nicole and I went to BB&T Ballpark to partake in the celebrity softball game. And now Nicole is limping after a severe injury.
Why is it that whenever you two get together, somebody gets injured?
It's true. Every time she's with you, she comes back and she's injured.
Yeah. Remember, she slid off the railing at the bank?
Panthers, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. No, we'll talk about it and tell you why she did this. And we actually have picture proof to show you what went down coming up in under 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So, you two, after we went camping out at Carowinds, went out to a softball game?
It was a celebrity game for the Charlotte Knights at BB&T Ballpark.
Who's the celebrities? Because it's surely not you.
As you can imagine, I sat there and tried to rank myself.
Right.
You know me.
Yeah. No, that's not all you did. Do you remember?
Oh, can you stop eating for a second and be professional, please, Nicole?
I put my blackberries down. Do you remember when you went up to bat and they said your name and then you didn't like your crowd response? So you said, whoa!
I'm
Maybe
going again.
From Kiss 95.1.
I heard that when I was at the karaoke bar, I had a bigger response to me being there versus you at a softball game.
Wow. Yeah.
I stepped out of the batter's box. Out of the batter's box.
And there was only four people.
That was
there.
Rude.
No, that's okay.
Hey, so what happened?
Nothing. I mean, no, the crowd was just, you know what I mean? Like, the crowd's watching a celebrity softball game.
And then us show up.
Media.
A media softball game. That is the better term for the softball game. I kept calling it a celebrity softball game.
That's because that's what it was called. Media softball game.
Wait, so hang on. So Maney's the only one calling it a celebrity softball game?
Oh, you rank yourself as a celebrity, don't you, bud?
I feel like... No, I feel like at one point the email said something about a celebrity, like, hey, thanks for being part of the celebrity softball game. But maybe it was the media celebrity. I don't know. All I know is that it said, like, Jim Roberts from the Panthers was up now batting. I don't know the guy's name. Jim Roberts from the Carolina Panthers. And I'm like,
Wasn't it like Rob Paul or something?
Maybe, but he's not a big guy, so he doesn't play. I'm like, oh, my. So, mind you, I'm on the field thinking this is the celebrity softball game. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what, does this guy work in the media department and they invited him out here?
Oh, he wasn't a player?
No.
Because it's media softball game.
Oh, how embarrassing is that? You know what I'm saying?
And then
anybody get a good response when they came out of the...
I mean, you know, QCB played.
Yeah.
Okay. We know Q. And then some people from WFNZ, a station that we used to own. But other than that, not really. I mean, John Arians, the weather guy from WSOC, he sang the national anthem, too.
Oh.
And was good.
I mean, that's kind of like if you're like, oh, I work for NASA. Really? What do you do? And you're like, I'm
in the cafeteria.
I'm the parking attendant.
Wilcox
was
there.
Don't take it away from him. He's still working for NASA.
Wilcox from Woody and.
Oh, Wilcox, yeah.
Yeah, Wilcox is a good guy. Anyway, so we were sitting there and we're playing. And Nicole, bless her heart, she's a really good athlete. Basketball is your number one sport, though, right?
Yeah. And just like walking into this, like, mind you, my family's in town. Like, Kylie's there. I'm like.
Kylie's
showing
bae.
Off. You're showing off.
Yeah, I'm like thinking that I'm going to be
really good at this.
Good. But out of all of the sports that I've played my entire life, I have never played softball. In fact, in middle school, the one time I tried to play softball, I broke my middle finger.
Oh.
So that was that. Never played again.
That's interesting because, you know, the stereotype.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, lesbians are supposed to be good at softball. I've never played.
You've let the entire lesbian community down on Saturday. So I'm playing catch with her. Like, you're supposed to warm up. You're supposed to warm up before the game. And I'm playing catch with her. And I'm like, she's just saying that she doesn't know how to do softball. Like, she's an athlete. She'll be fine. The ball kept falling out of the glove when we're just playing catch.
He's not lying. And everyone, like, when I showed up, because I showed up probably, like, 15 minutes after, like, everyone else did, everyone's giving me a high five. Like, and I'm like, these people think I'm going to be good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we got Nicole on our team.
And
we're going to win.
Yeah. And our coach was like, so you're third to bat. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
And he goes, I'm excited to have you. And I'm like, whoa, what do you mean?
Wait, third to bat. I'm gonna get the last strike and we're gonna have to.
So if you're so bad, how did you get injured? Did they throw the ball at you and it hit you, or?
I'm glad you asked, Roy.
No.
So it's my first time up to bat after, I think, striking my first two. I finally hit it, and it's not a bad hit.
It ain't good.
But it ain't bad.
Okay.
So I'm running, right? I'm running to first base, and there is no way that I'm going to get out on my first hit, and I slide into first base.
Okay.
The only base that you're not supposed to slide into, by the way.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to slide, but I wasn't about to get out while my mom's watching me, Kylie's watching me, my aunt's there. I'm not about to get out on my first hit, so I slide, and it's safe, and it's great. And
I'm sending you guys a picture now.
I see it. I saw it this weekend.
And I'm thinking that I am... hot, you know what?
Yeah.
And then I limp off, and the coach just goes, hey, just so you know, you run through first.
Yeah.
You don't slide.
You slide only, like, and people slide head first sometimes to reach, to beat the tag. Ben Williamson, who works for Channel 3 News, was the first baseman. And the picture, by the way, is I think we have it up at the MRL show on our Insta. You can go look at it. It's a good shot that they took of Nicole sliding.
It's an awesome picture. If you
don't know it's first.
Yeah.
But
you know what? You should flip the picture and say it's third.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at this photo. Now, I have, is it, where is it at? I don't see it on at the MRL show.
It's because it hasn't been posted.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it's on my Facebook, but it's on the Charlotte Knights.
Okay. So, now, let me ask you this.
It's on.
Be honest with me. Were you just sliding to look cool?
No, I'm that competitive that I was not about to get out on my first hit.
Because with the photo I saw, I didn't think he was that close. I didn't think he was, like, going
to... Oh, he was. He had to jump over me.
Oh, really?
I mean, we all yelled. We were like, yay, Nicole, that's effort. That's what you do. Our coach was like, yes, that's how you do it. Meanwhile, she's got this huge bruise now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And is like, limping around. And they brought up a good point, Nicole. Whenever you and I get together, you always end up hurt.
It's about the size of a softball.
What are you doing?
She's pulling her pants down.
Why are you pulling your pants down?
Everyone gets naked in this studio.
Oh, it's on her butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Move your shirt.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's about the size of a softball. And it's got
scratch.
Because of the pebbles in the dirt, when you slide, you get scratched.
It looks like old Satan scratched
yourself. Let me just tell you, I have all new respect. Okay.
What were you going to say?
I got nothing to say.
You have a new respect for
baseball players.
For baseball players and lesbians, because now... And so I'm joining a softball league so I can get better because I don't like being bad at things.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, we had fun. So thank you to the Charlotte Knights. We're going to be out there doing the first pitch soon when the season starts here in a couple weeks.
All right.
We got invited to do that. So we'll get into that. Up next, though, you guys have to hear this. We all know Bridezillas. Well, there's a new Bridezilla, and what she's doing to be garnishing the name Bridezilla, I think, is an all-time low.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but we'll bring it up here in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Your next shot to win money, you got $100 coming your way with Cameron at noon today in our 5 seconds to cash contest. We gave away $400 early this morning. Congratulations to our big winner.
All right, so let me hear about this Bridezilla mania.
The funny thing about this Bridezilla, who I think is hit an all-time low, is she went on social media to help another bride who had a question. So what the post that ended up going viral isn't even her post. It's her comment.
Okay, that's gone viral.
So the woman shares that she's heard newlyweds complain that on their big wedding day, the bride regrets not telling the photographer all the shots that they want at the wedding.
Oh, really?
This is what this bride says. So she came up with a simple solution, and she shares the solution online. She says, create a 5-page checklist of each and every single photograph that you want taken during the nuptials. Make sure the list is detailed. And by the way, if the photographer doesn't follow through with everything you put on that checklist, the photographer does not get paid.
What?
That's what this bridezilla says.
Yeah, that part's a bit much.
She thinks that she's helping other brides out in the planning process. She explains that she's going to be doing the same thing for the videographer.
Well, let me tell you something, sweetheart. I did a wedding one time, and none of the footage was savable. And, she still wanted to pay me something.
Yeah, Roy, if you don't know, was it 2 years ago or was it last year?
I think it was last year. I had a wedding business that did well until the summertime came. And I realized none of my equipment could survive in the Charleston 103-degree heat, and all my equipment died. And so every angle of the wedding, the vows, the big part, the ceremony, I had like the worst one camera footage of it and shoddy audio.
But that,
let me tell you, I tried not to be a bridezilla when I was getting married. I would have murdered you.
And I was expecting to be murdered. I wanted to be murdered.
Right? You're like, I deserve this.
Like, I guess we never experienced direct sunlight exposure with 103 degrees. It was a super hot Charleston summer day, and we lost all the footage, and I gave her a refund of everything, and I apologized, because what else can you do? Mm-hmm. I mean, what more can I do except apologize?
Can we redo the wedding, and I'll get it this time?
You know what I'm saying? Like, gone. It's gone, and I messed up.
Yeah, that moment only happens once.
And I messed up.
But at least she was leaving it in your hands.
Well, yeah. Yeah, she did.
I mean, it's her own fault for doing that, but nonetheless, she did.
Okay.
This bridezilla isn't even doing that. She's coming up with a 5-point checklist for each photograph that she wants taken during the nuptials, and same thing for the videographer.
She's being extremely picky.
Yep. So she went on Facebook and was trying to help other brides who were planning, and then ended up backfiring, and she ended up going viral. She goes on to say that it's a one-time thing, so she wants to make sure she has, quote, every picture and every video shot. But, of course, people didn't like her advice.
Man.
So what we thought we could do, you guys, is ask a simple question. If you're in the wedding business, whether you're in the catering business, whether you're in the flower delivery, or maybe you're the DJ or the photographer, we need to hear your bridezilla stories if you're in the wedding service business.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. I know I've seen my fair share. I spent years in the wedding business. By the way, after the video thing, I canceled my business.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We want to hear from you. If you work in the wedding business, tell us about your bridezilla stories at 704-570-9595.
I found this story on The Knot about a bridezilla who wanted to have a five-page list of photos that she wants taken at her wedding, and she says she's not going to pay the photographer or the videographer if that's not followed to a T. And yet I feel like I'm getting text messages, and like Loren's like, I don't think it's that.
Now, in the realm of bridezillas, I've definitely heard worse. That's why I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
Now, at our wedding, our photographer took so many pictures that I kind of wish I would have had a list so she would have stopped taking them. Because at some point,
you
I was like,
her.
I did. At some point, I was like, okay, just stop. I need a drink. Like, stop everything. Somebody get me a glass of champagne.
Right. You know, what's weird is she actually took a photo while Loren was saying stop.
Like, there's a picture of the hand, like, up in the lens. Like,
looking
clearly.
All annoyed.
704-570-9595. If you're in the wedding business, holler at us and let us know about the bridezilla. Because you guys are doing a service for these people, and yes, you're being paid, but share your story on how you were treated, because we know it probably wasn't good.
Let's talk with Chad in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Roy Morning Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Chad, before we get to your story about the wedding pics, we noticed that you're a texter to the MRL show, and I actually called you back, and we were looking back at some... For some reason, on February 11th, you texted, and I quote, Batman and freaking Robin.
we're rolling through your text messages, and we love them. They're
Here's
funny.
Another one. New York, New York, being afraid of driving explains why they suck ass at driving. Hashtag damn Yankees.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. Manny, did you get a tetanus shot every time you picked it up? Bro, hashtag come on. September 11th.
You really tell it like it is, man.
I know. I want to be your friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us about the wedding. Now, you just got married and you were also just in a wedding?
Yeah. So I got married a couple weeks ago. And like you were saying, with the photographer, like she told us to make a list. So she could like have everybody out there after we got done with the ceremony so that she could just get the pictures and go. She took plenty of pictures and everything went so smoothly, and we were done in like 20 minutes. But we allowed for like an hour after the ceremony, but we were done, ready to go inside and have a good time. As far as like another time, I was actually in a wedding and people were trying to run around and find them, and they didn't get hardly any of the pictures that they wanted because everybody was inside or missing because they didn't know that they were supposed to be out there to take pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with the quote-unquote bridezilla who wants to have that. But, I mean, everything with our wedding went fantastic.
But nobody agrees that you shouldn't pay the photographer if she doesn't follow the list
right,
or he doesn't follow
right.
the list to the T. All right.
Correct.
Thanks, Chad. Keep your texts coming, buddy. They're funny.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Love you.
Well, this is Miranda in Charlotte.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the Manny, Roy, the Rim Morning Show. So you own a bakery.
I owned a bakery for 10 years.
Okay.
And made wedding cakes for a living.
Is this my Mandy?
It is. Hi, okay. Girl.
Hi.
Can you keep the personal stuff
Sorry.
On the side, please?
I just want to know if it was her.
Yeah, and he said Miranda and Charlotte, and I was like, brand. Okay, anyway. I had almost all wonderful brides, but there were a few that felt the need to, like, you book your cake 6 months in advance, and they felt the need to every few weeks be like, just making sure we're still on your books, just making sure that you're still doing our cake. And I'm like, yeah, you paid me the deposit. Like,
you're good. There's nothing I can do 6 months out.
Micromanagers.
Yeah, and it's not like you had the reputation of not following through.
Absolutely no. I mean, I've never refunded a penny, like ever had anybody mad or disappointed or anything like that. So it always blew my mind. Like, did you want me to start baking 5 months out and show you a progress picture?
The cake's all dry.
You know, you go and you do a dry run of your hair. They want to see, like, a dry run of the cake. They're like, do you know how expensive it is?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, I couldn't do dry runs of your cake. I would make no money. I was already there.
Oh, shoot, we lost Miranda. Text her and tell her we're sorry, Lorenzo, since you guys are friends.
Let's talk to Lauren in Statesville. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing well. So what'd you have?
Well, okay, technically I'm not in the wedding business, but both of my aunts, I was in one of their weddings. And when we showed up at the hotel for the wedding weekend, my aunt handed us a 3-day directory. And it was basically like, okay, at 8:30 in the morning, the wedding party is going to meet in the hotel lobby. 8:45, wedding party goes to eat breakfast. 9:00, wedding party meets to blah, say blah. Mm. She had the whole weekend planned out.
All right, and then so...
Which I kind of get. I mean, I understand it needs to be planned out.
It's not a bad plan, Lauren, but did...
Controlling.
Uh-huh. I was just going to ask, like, what happens if you didn't follow it? Like, what happens if it was, you know, 9:05 instead of 9?
If you didn't follow it, well, for instance, the flower girl cried.
Aww.
She was throwing flowers wrong. My uncle and I, because I was about 14 at the time, during the dress rehearsal, he jokingly was tripping me as we were walking down the aisle. And I literally thought my aunt was going to walk up and, like, slap him. Like, it was not good. And my other aunt, she just thinks her wedding was sabotaged by her family, actually. But it wasn't. Like, she had a beautiful wedding.
Good.
There was a couple little issues with decorations. But meanwhile, when I had my wedding, my photographer didn't even show up on time.
Oof.
Did
they miss a bunch?
Yeah, every picture of the ceremony was taken on iPhone.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
They missed the ceremony.
Yeah. They missed the entire ceremony. The photographer literally pulled up and ran up to the wedding because I got married at Looking Glass Falls.
How does that happen? What happened?
They got lost, apparently.
See, now there I could see somebody not paying a photographer for that.
Like, you're supposed to map out where you need to go.
We already paid her one down payment, and she was like, you don't have to pay me the rest of it. And I was like, oh, okay, good.
If I was her,
I wasn't going to anyway.
Thanks, Lauren. if I was her, I would have taken pictures of me being lost, like in front of the sign, so that I have proof.
Oh, that would really upset me.
All right. Keep it coming, you guys. You can text us 704-570-9595. We text back, by the way.
We do. We try to text. There's a lot of people that text in. I mean, poor Chad. It was the first time getting to him in months.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. All I know is that at one point on September 19th, that same guy Chad texted, I would throat punch that girl. Totally her fault. Man. All right. Yeah, we love to interact with you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.